Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday English News Report. Today we are talking about an idea that John Jung has come up with to have food trucks selling food in the streets of Hong Kong. Firstly, I'd like to say thank you, John Jung Chun Hua, for reducing my tax bill. I think you're a very wonderful man. Okay, John Jung's food truck idea may be hard to swallow for some. After coffee and French movies, John Jung Chun Hua has now moved on to his next bourgeois preference, food trucks. If the financial secretary has his way, food vans, like those featured in last year's Hollywood foodie movie Chef, may be cruising the streets of Hong Kong. In the movie, the main character rediscovers his love for food while selling Cuban sandwiches and yucca fries from the open window of a food van traveling across the US. In Hong Kong, vans would more likely be touting fish balls and chow mein. In Jung's 2011 budget speech, he identified himself as being middle class, despite earning 301,000 Hong Kong dollars a month back then, because he drank coffee and watched French movies. He was, perhaps understandably, ridiculed for this. Now, in his budget speech, he has drawn from his time in the US for his latest idea. I have asked relevant departments to facilitate al fresco dining operations and to consider introducing food trucks, which are popular abroad, to the mix of Hong Kong's existing food scene, he said. But it may be a tough sell for hawkers who already struggle to make ends meet. Does he know how much it costs to outfit a van into a functional kitchen and then run it? It's expensive. Does he think we have that kind of money? Said itinerant hawker Chan Gei Tai. The government has refused to issue itinerant hawkers with licenses since 1973. Jiang's comments also appear to contradict current government policy. In Changshui Po during Lunar New Year last week, dozens of street hawkers were forbidden by the Food and Environmental Hygiene Department to do business, despite having sold in the area for decades. And agreement between government bodies on what exactly can be sold has been elusive. A government source said food trucks would sell more gourmet products, not merely fish balls and egg waffles. Jung, however, seems to be okay with the more common snacks. Food trucks can sell fish balls. Food trucks can also sell beef offal. It's not a problem, said Jung. Most important is trucks selling specialty foods will be regulated and have a hygiene guarantee and licensing. Okay, now I'm going to hand over to Christopher Chow from 5D, and he is going to give us his ideas on this article.
So, a food truck idea is kind of interesting for me, as in Hong Kong, in the past, all the food trucks, example of food trucks we see are ice cream trucks. So it would be interesting to see bigger variety of food in food trucks. But about this idea, I think that there still be a lot more work done for this to be implemented. Like how do you hire people to run the food trucks, or what variety of food do you choose? What incentive maybe do you put in to encourage people to rent food trucks, or maybe how hygiene on the street will be maintained, as when you have the food trucks running around the streets, maybe it will create more waste and people may just throw it on the street when they finish their food. So a lot more still need to be done for this to be implemented.
Thank you, Christopher. Well prepared. Now, we're going to go through the vocabulary, and you'll notice that some of these words are not English-based words. And when we talk about food in English, we often use French words or Italian words. So some of these words are French and, of course, have a kind of French pronunciation. The first word is, and if you can repeat after me, Bourgeois. Chef. Notice the CH is pronounced like an SH in that word. Touting.
Ridiculed.
Budget. Al fresco dining.
Hawkers.
Functional.
Itinerant.
Elusive.
Gourmet.
And hygiene. Okay, before I sign off today, I'd like to draw your attention to the bottom of the page. You'll notice there are a little smiley sign and the title, Free Coffee with Mr. Lane. Now, every Tuesday lunchtime from 1 to 1:30, the English Corner, which is room B001B, which is the small room next to the basketball court, will be open. And students can come there at that time to have a coffee and chat about the news report or chat about other things. If you have problems with homework that you don't understand, you can talk about those things too. Now, the coffee is free, but I've only got about 11 cups, so it will be basically first come, first served for free coffee and a chat with Mr. Lane today and every Tuesday lunchtime. Be there or be square. Goodbye.